Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Always appreciate when most of you participate. There are a few exceptions, but 844-967-2789. With your patience and my tolerance, we generally get to all the callers eventually. So here are a few thoughts before we turn topically to Joe Biden and regime change. It'll come eventually. I'll get there. But the last phone call, the gap in the White House call log, do you know who the very last phone call was? And it's not even the written version. Apparently, we only know this because a staffer handwrote the last phone call that Trump made before going radio silent for like seven and a half hours.
Did he try to call Roy Cohn like 50 times?
No, he's dead. But he
did call.
The last phone call, Kelly Loeffler, the former senator from the great state of Georgia. Let's not forget, this was January 6th. That special election was January 5th. She lost the night before. That's when Warnock and the other guy, let's not forget the quick and rapid juxtaposition. Trump effectively helped Georgia lose a couple of Senate races. Why? Because he waited in. Let's not forget the weekend. I believe it was January 3rd. He was calling Brad Raffensperger on the phone, the Georgia elections official, saying, I need 11,780 votes. How do we know that? We've heard the tape. That one's out there in the public. And then they had the special election for both seats, and Republicans lost two. And one of the senators was David Perdue, although by a quirk of fate, he effectively was not the senator after January 3rd. When the new Congress came in, he was out, and the special election didn't happen to the 5th. But anyways, that guy, David Perdue, he was not the last call that Trump made. But he had this to say, because Trump came down to Georgia this weekend, and David Perdue had an anti-Brian Kemp rally. Brian Kemp is the governor of Georgia currently. He's the one that purged enough voters off the list to help him defeat, what's her name?
Stacey Abrams.
Stacey.
Who's now Sarah. I believe the president of Earth at the time. She appeared on Star Trek as the president of Earth or something.
Well, she will also appear on the Georgia ballot this fall as a gubernatorial opponent, perhaps.
Is Brian Kemp still the Secretary of State as well as the governor? Because that was interesting. He oversaw his own election.
Well, he was the outgoing Secretary of State that helped purge the voter rolls for the gubernatorial race that helped vaunt him into the position of governor in the state of Georgia that subsequently turned blue in a couple of special elections this past January. But anyways, that takes us back to former senator, not Kelly Loeffler in this case, David Perdue, who invited the former president down to Georgia last weekend for a big rally. And I found this one at the Daily Beast. Apparently, David Perdue didn't quite understand what they were chanting when they were saying, lock him up, lock him up. Or so he claims. Let me read very brief reporting. Georgia gubernatorial candidate David Perdue claims he misunderstood the crowd's clear chants of lock him up towards Governor Brian Kemp at Perdue's rally on Saturday. Nothing like chanting for lock him up, your political opponent. You know, I would describe that as one of the little fascisms in life.
Lock her up, lock her up.
Yeah, something to that effect. Here is what he's now claiming. I really thought they were saying lock them up, because you can see the distinction, right?
Now lock who cares about pronouns?
Them up, he said during a campaign stop Tuesday, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's what I had said very pointedly in my speech was the people responsible for this malfeasance should be investigated and are brought to justice. That's what I said. I misunderstood what they were saying. So basically, lock them up if they don't believe in the big lie that Trump won the election. And that is my cover fire, because I didn't hear them clearly saying lock him up, the current governor of Georgia, even though I did encourage people to lock them up. You can see the clear difference.
Yeah, that guy sounds like a really strong leader and someone that everybody would want to have lead them.
Well, Purdue also just happened to retweet a Journal Constitution reporter who had noted that the crowd chanted, "Lock him up." So the guy that didn't hear it retweeted something that actually quoted the crowd as saying, "Lock him up."
Well, you can't really read everything you tweet. You just got to have a headline and tweet it out, right?
Retweet, retweet. Just as Purdue was telling the crowd that Kemp was, had not done enough to overturn the 2020 election. So he's specifically talking about his political opponent not overturning Georgia's election due to the big lie. They were chanting, "Lock him up." And Purdue was saying, "Oh, it was totally kosher when they were saying lock them up, but when I got to claim ignorance on this one. I didn't know they were saying lock him up." Purdue is running against Kemp for the Republican nomination more than a year after losing his Senate seat. Lock him up or lock them up. Oh, what a clear distinction.
Either way, not a good look.
844-967-2789. Did I mention I got a statement from Sheriff David A. Clark? Clark's about ready to start calling for some people to get locked up here in the state of Wisconsin.
Perp walked, I believe.
My buddy Dominic shared with me, and I'm going to share with the audience in just a minute. But first, we're going to get to Dick in a garage in Madison. Dick, how you doing, man? Welcome back. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I want to second who spoke ball from about an hour ago. Merrick Garland, get off the dime, please. Quick question.
Yes, sir.
What does the DOJ and the Wisconsin state legislature have in common? They both do nothing. And also to Justice Ginny Thomas and her best friend, you know.
Well, she's not the justice. Her husband's the justice, but she does apparently ride the long black coattails.
Right. She's actually the justice, from if you actually read all the things about her and him. But, you know, Eastman, too. You were supposed to believe that none of this stuff ties together. He was a clerk for Clarence Thomas. These people, they've been. And then one other question for you. What's the over and under on Kushner actually showing up Thursday?
Kushner.
People just thumb their.
You mentioned Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump have both been subpoenaed by the January 6th committee, as Dick points out. Now, my understanding is the former administration has not even tried to extend any claims of executive privilege against the former first son-in-law and his wife, the one the former president used to lust after, Ivanka, his daughter. But they are not trying to fight the subpoenas, at least that's the current reporting. Do I inaccurately report that incestuous situation in the Trump family?
Well, I'm laughing that like he used to lust after her. Is she too old for him now? Is that what the deal is?
Well, probably. He'll be dating his granddaughter in 10 years. A little bit more.
Why
here.
Not?
This shared directly from a beach in Florida where Dom's currently sporting a Speedo and probably catching some rays. He shared this press release. Rise up, we the people of Wisconsin. A press release signed off on by former Wisconsin Sheriff David A. Clark. I'd like to share it with you, our fair audience. For immediate release, I recently authored a column in which I detailed the division within the Republican Party of Wisconsin, although I don't think they actually call themselves the RPOW, but anyways, the division is between the party elites at the top and the grassroots. I detailed some advice on how to close the gap, and it starts with party elites like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, and RPOW, although Crudy doesn't believe they call themselves that, Chairman Paul Farrow, discontinuing their arrogant behavior of dictating to the base voters. In my experience, it appears that the Republican Party of Wisconsin in Madison has become more authoritarian and detached from voters. They're not welcoming of other people's viewpoints. They want to tell those of opposing views about what direction of the conservative movement should be. Shut up, sit down, and get in line. Well, as Sheriff David A. Clark writes in this very strong press release, that dog won't hunt this time.
I love that phrase when it's used. I hate it.
That dog won't hunt.
I hate it.
It's been a long view. It's long been my view that a plurality of views should not be perceived as a threat to the establishment. I further believe that dissent is healthy in a democracy. No, he doesn't. Guy, he was on an airplane back from Dallas and some wearing a Cowboys jersey, and some Packer fan just stood there and shook his head. And Clark had him arrested when he got to the airport.
Had him followed by his own deputies. Could you imagine being those deputies? You're looking at the sheriff weird.
A little bit more from former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. It should be embraced, not shunned. I have always promoted a clash of ideas. Everybody's voice should be heard. Then and only then will most people coalesce around an agreed upon direction. Consensus occurs after an exchange of ideas, not before. I started Rise Up Wisconsin last summer as a nonprofit so I could grift. The vision was to be a place where grassroots conservative individuals would have a voice and a seat at the table in the Wisconsin state legislature, and so I could grift. As I talked to more and more people throughout the state and asked them for money so I can grift, a growing frustration has become apparent. The concerns of the grassroots individuals were being ignored by the Republican Party of Wisconsin's party elites and leaders.
That's because you're crazy.
So I listened, and I did something to help by starting Rise Up Wisconsin so I could grift. I want to remind the RPOW officials in Madison of something. In a representative democracy, government is not sovereign. Political parties are not sovereign. We, the people, are not sovereign. President Ronald Reagan reminded people in his farewell address in 1988 that we, the people, tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. He went on to say, we, the people, are the driver. The government is the car, and we decide where it should go and how fast. Even if we want to drive round and round on the I-495 lots of times and, you know, protest some mask mandates, that's our right. A little bit more here. That might be old-fashioned to Vossel, Mayhew, and Farrell, but it isn't to us on the grassroots level. I further want to remind the Republican Party of Wisconsin that you stop calling him the RPOW. Suddenly he's using the full text. I want to further remind the Republican Party of Wisconsin that most people who vote Republican do not belong to the Republican Party. Hell, you ran as a Democrat multiple times, right? You need to be reminded that it is a privilege for you that they vote Republican. You should be more humble in receiving their votes. You take their donations, just like I do when I'm grifting. They help at phone banks, they're knocking on doors at election time, and then you treat them like crap after the votes are counted. Seriously, they're not required to vote Republican if you continue to kick sand in their faces. Maybe they should reconsider. There are write-in options in voting for primary challengers against the party force-fed incumbents as alternatives. One alternative I'd point out, Big Ugly Keith Best running for mayor of Waukesha on a write-in ballot campaign.
And whatever I'm sure that'll work out just fine.
I'm going to encourage all of you, if you don't like Sheriff Riley or the alternative, just write Big Ugly on the ballot. They'll all know who you mean. He is a big, ugly person, and I mean that. He's ugly from the inside out. It's core ugliness.
He's not good at learning.
No, not so good at learning. We'll come back. We'll bring this to completion. This fine missive from Sheriff David A. Clark. You know, you damn Republicans, you better start listening. Come down, new sheriff in town. His name's not David A. Clark.
Is that the guy that let people die in his jail and then didn't do anything about it?
Well, I thought, well, there was a dehydration death that was, you know, ruled against some of
pregnant
the caretakers.
Mother, I think, too, as well. Yeah.
There was the fact that Clark actually resigned his role as Milwaukee County Sheriff to go work at the Trump administration.
But they said no.
He is like the only one that didn't pass the vetting of the Trump administration, literally, of all time.
Loyal.
He's the only one that wasn't qualified to work for Trump because he's too strong-minded and independent. More devils when we come back.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more that we have.
It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
That plays great before the election. Now we don't.